This is Racing Edge Radio with Kent the Deck Chef Whitaker.
We have opened in front of us. Or an empty pit, I should
from
say.
The pits, Allie Smokin' Hot Chef Whitaker, our spotter on Tower 3, Nathan Grubbin is racing cook. Now live from the infield center, the worldwide studios of ESPN Radio 1370, Racing Edge Radio.
Man, I tell you, Nathan, can we do the show one time without lightning storms or snow or frost or something? Just come in and have a sunny day. It'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Well, you mentioned this football season when lightning bolts struck the station. That was probably one of the most enlightened of days around here.
How fast did you back off that soundboard right there?
Actually, I had just pulled out the parking lot, and lightning had ended up going through Sonny's studio.
Oh, man.
Through Joe Cook back, who was on the air at the time.
Really?
So, of course, JC's right here, and they said JC ran like a little girl out of here.
man, I just tell you, I got up this morning, and I thought it was going to be kind of nice, and next thing you know, I barely see myself, the street in front of me coming down Broad Street. It's raining so hard, but it's a race weekend regardless. Once again, the weather may play a little factor in the racing. We're going to Martinsville this week. Last week, Sprint Cup guys had the day off, and Nationwide Series ran in Nashville, and it was great to go up to the race and see that track. It was almost filled. I mean, it was a good race. It was fun to watch, and it was one of those typical Nationwide races where you get in there, Kyle Busch runs about 150 laps right off the top, just dominates everybody, and then suddenly out of turn four, coming down the straightaway with about 20-30 laps to go, he kind of loses his car, drives across the infield, drops two laps back, and is in back in 15th place. I think, if I'm correct in my memory here, when that happened, he was almost ready to lap the 8th place car. So he was gonna have every car down except for 8 cars on the lead lap. So I mean, that's just absolutely amazing. He dominated that race for the whole time, but as you know, Kyle Busch will do. He'll tend to drive a little hard there towards the end, maybe for no reason at all. And he's learning. He's getting a lot better. And that's beginning to show this season. He's turning up a notch, I think, as far as the attitude goes. So it was a great time. We want to say thank you to our sponsors before we get going much further. We're sitting here. It's another great day for basketball. And if you're watching a lot of basketball this last couple of weeks, and it's probably a good idea for you to log on farmfreshflowers.com. Racing Edge Radio is brought to you by farmfreshflowers.com. And if you've been watching too much basketball these few weeks, or you need to make the office look better, here's your chance to score big by logging on to farmfreshflowers.com. Now, right now, it's going to veer a little bit from the script, but if you log on to farmfreshflowers.com, type in the promo code RER for Racing Edge Radio, you're going to get your normal double-sized bouquet of flowers, but you're also going to get a free box of Peruvian lilies. So that's a special they got going on right now. So with every purchase of flowers from farmfreshflowers.com, type in RER for Racing Edge Radio and get the discounted, the free box of Peruvian lilies. And if you're not an internet savvy person, you can also just dial Farm Fresh Flowers at 1-800-999-2109. And thanks to farmfreshflowers.com for making Racing Edge Radio possible. We really do appreciate it. I got to tell you, Nathan, if you got to make somebody happy, my wife got a box of those Peruvian lilies yesterday, and it's basically with an order, you get two bouquets, and then you get these things free. So if you've been watching racing and you've been glued to the TV and there's a special someone in your life that's getting kind of bored of you being a couch potato, this is how you make it up, man. That's what we got going on this morning. We're going to have a call in here in just a minute from driver Allie Owens. We're going to be talking to Kevin Gibson as well in the next half hour. He is running dirt track series all around the area, and he is also represented by another one of our sponsors. He's driving for the Race Bitten Oil. He's going to be running for their Midnight Oil Racing Fuels team and representing them, so we're going to be talking to him. But first, let's get on with what happened, with what's going on this week. We are heading to Martinsville, Virginia. If you guys have never seen a race in Martinsville, this is the track you want to watch. Old school racing. This track, Martinsville, was actually made a year before NASCAR was formed. So this track is 1 year older. It's the older than the series itself. Now, it's a track where you don't have a lot of banking. It's a flat track. If you can imagine a paperclip in your head, it is a long straightaways and there's not really turn one, turn two, turn three, turn four. It's basically a long straightaway, a semicircle, a long straightaway, and a semicircle with little or no banking. And I was listening to an interview last night with a couple of people, and they were talking about the new surface, a combination of asphalt and concrete surface, and that makes for some strange tire wear. So that's going to be kind of fun. Now, the Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon have won 8 of the last 10 races at Martinsville the last couple of years. So those are the two guys, obviously, to watch. But, last year you had Kyle Busch, of course, was in there, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. They rounded out the top five with Denny Hamlin. So, you know, you watch Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt. Those are the guys that seem to be doing pretty good. But on the other hand, there's a lot of young drivers coming in there. We're going to run down the whole race field for you here in just a minute. But when you look at Martinsville, it's a track where everybody gets into the line, and there's 43 cars, and you just got to keep going. And the trick to Martinsville that I perceive as a fan is not wearing out your tires and your brakes too fast, because you're going straight, and you're going as hard as you can, and you just dig it into the corner with the brakes. But I noticed they'll probably show this on the TV a couple of times. They'll show the brakes heating up and all of the glows coming out from the tires. It's just an amazing race to watch. And if it's the kind of race where you're going to see a lot of bumping and running and donuts and things like that, but it's also a race where if you like watching drivers drive and use their skill getting into the corners and braking and their actual racing ability, then this is one that you'll love. So that's going to be this weekend. Actually, it'll be Sunday, and I believe Fox TV is carrying that race, so it's going to be pretty good. Now, also, the Craftsman Series, the truck series, is running. The Kroger 250, that's going to be today, weather permitting, and it's going to be at the Speedway. And they're going to have a 263-mile race with that today. Qualifying was yesterday, and we've got some more information coming about that when we get into the show. But that is at Martinsville Speedway, and today that is at 2:15. Hopefully they can get that in, and we can have racing Saturday and Sunday without weather being too much of a factor. And now let's go on to, that brings us back to weather. Let's talk about the Racing Edge Radio weather forecast. If you're in Chattanooga, you might have noticed it's raining this morning, but that doesn't mean it's raining at the track. But since we're this close, it's going to be kind of a 50% chance of, and that was one of those lightning bolts where Nathan and I just kind of looked out the window to see where that one was. That's where you don't hold on to the microphone too loud, yeah, too hard. The weather in Martinsville this weekend, they're calling for a 50% chance of showers, 50-50, 30% during race time, and overall, I think a huge 50-50 chance of showers today and Sunday. So it's another one of those weekends where we might get it in, we might not, but it's going to be just a touch and go. And for the area race, the area dirt tracks last night, we had some pretty decent weather. Tonight might be a problem with the clay being a little bit wet, because they're going to be running. I think today they said is a 60% chance of showers all through the afternoon and probably 30% overnight. So we'll check in with Kevin to see what he thinks they'll be doing tonight. But that's the Racing Edge Radio Weather Report, brought to you by thedeckchef.com. It's a great day to listen to the race and grill out your favorite tailgate foods, and you can do that better when you log on to thedeckchef.com or racingedgeradio.com and pick up your tailgate tips and your cooking tips for race day. Now, I tell you what, when we get to talking to Allie Owens here in just a minute, when she calls in, we're going to talk to her about the future that she has in the sport. What's great about Allie is she is a young and upcoming driver. She's been racing a different series, smaller series, to getting lap time in, and now she's running a schedule in the ARCA series. And you probably, if you watched Daytona Speed Week, you probably saw her turning some laps down in Daytona as well. So that was kind of fun to watch. She is a nice young lady. She's going to be talking to us about what it takes for a young lady, a woman in the field of motorsports today, and things that she has to do, maybe professionally or skill-wise, to set herself apart from the thousands and thousands of other drivers out there. Because, you know, if you go out to the local dirt tracks, you go out to the regional asphalt tracks, there are drivers everywhere ready to get a ride. And there's a lot of them skilled out there that just don't get the chance. And we're going to talk to her about is that a hindrance, or is that something that she's up for the challenge? And we'll talk to her more about that. But I don't know how long the weather's going to last today, but when Kevin Gibson calls in from Midnight Oil Racing Fuels team, we're going to talk to him about the local dirt track scene and what it takes for a driver. He's been racing several years, and what it takes for a driver in this area to get going, get sponsorships, and try to move up the ladder, and see what his plans are for the future with this great sponsorship he's picked up with Midnight Oil Racing Fuels. So let's talk a little bit about Martinsville. As you know, we're heading there this weekend. We've got Gordon. We've got Hendrix Motorsports all represented. But one of the things you need to look for is the dominance of the short track guys with the Chevrolet. Five teams over the last couple of weeks have been Chevy. Dodge, three winners, 4-2, Toyota, 2. And, you know, this is the type of year. It's only the sixth race in the season and a 36-race season. And it's going to be one of those things where people are starting to already count their points for the chase if they hadn't already done it, because you can hear people talking about the what they need to do to make it. And Martinsville is one of those tracks where you either have a good time or you have a bad time, but it's all about making sure that you finish. It's almost like Bristol was a couple of weeks ago, where 43 cars start the race and you want to stay in that. You don't want to be one of the two or three cars left in the garage area with a DNF, especially if you're on one of the bubble teams. So with Martinsville, the track that it is, the rubbing it is, look for some of the guys. They're gonna be charging hard, because right now it's all about making it to the points. With the way the weather's going, you don't only need points for getting in the race, you know, as far as the chase, but also getting in the race for next week. And those things are really beginning to wear on people. So one key to watch this week in Martinsville is the fact that there are going to be a lot of guys in the middle of the pack that are on that bubble, as far as points go, that are just going to be digging. So I imagine you're going to be seeing a couple of wrecks today. We've got an interview later on with the president of Martinsville, where we're going to talk to him about the track conditions and how drivers either love it or hate it. But, you know, this is the 60th anniversary of NASCAR coming to Martinsville. And that was in 1948 when the Speedway was first opened. And this is the Goody's Cool Orange 500. You know, Martinsville, Nathan, everybody thinks Daytona's the original track for NASCAR, but Martinsville dates that by 1 year as far as getting on a schedule. And I was listening to the radio the other night, listening to, I think it was Dale Jarrett talk. He was talking about how Martinsville and Rockingham, the guys at Martinsville and Rockingham kind of back in the day, got a little angry with each other, so one of them went over and made Rockingham. You know, it's like, well, you know, I'm going to build a track right next to yours. So they went and built this big old speedway. So there's a lot of history involved there. But let's go ahead and start getting ready to go to our first break, and we'll hopefully get Allie Owens on the phone. If not, we'll be giving Kevin a call here in just a minute. So you're listening to Racing Edge Radio on ESPN Radio 1370. I'm Kent Whitaker. Macy's not in the booth today. The little precious angel's on his way to spring break at the beach. So Nathan and I are stuck in the rain, and him and his lovely significant other. Man, I tell you what, it's to be a high school student dating a cheerleader heading to the beach. And we're sitting here doing this, Nathan. What are we doing wrong, buddy?
Let's say we've already graduated high school. Yeah, those days are long gone.
You know, they don't even do. Even when I was in high school, you can't. You know, the Frankie and Annette, they had already moved on. It was all just people my age trying to be their age down there. You know, right. Florida's changed. So I'm going to stick around. We're going to go to Lafayette for vacation this weekend. All right, we'll be right back at the end of the break. We're going to be grabbing the Allie Owens or Kevin Gibson, a couple of drivers, and talk to them. You're listening to Racing Edge Radio on ESPN Radio 1370.
People. lots of clouds for your Saturday. After a few early showers, highs into the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows into the lower 50s. For Sunday, still some clouds around. May see a late shower, highs near 64, with dry and warmer weather for Monday. Come to Dodge City Ski Shop's end-of-season blowout sale with up to 75% off jackets, pants, hats, and gloves, along with great deals on ski and snowboard packages. Dodge City Ski Shop, East Brainerd Road, Chattanooga. And I'm WDEF News 12 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Core.
So, you've been sitting in the chair watching racing all day. Maybe you've been hanging out with the guys or you went deep sea fishing. Maybe you just need to surprise that special someone with a perfect gift. The great folks at Brody Jewelry in Rossville, Georgia have been serving the Chattanooga area for generations. And they can help you with all of your jewelry needs. They also do repairs. There have been many jewelers come and go over the years, but quality, friendly people, great prices, and of course, fine jewelry that customers have come to expect have made Brody Jewelers a fixture of the community. Brody Jewelers offers a large selection of diamonds, high-end watches, and even the popular Pandora jewelry. Brody Jewelers, only 5 minutes from downtown Chattanooga on 213 Chickamauga Avenue, Rossville, Georgia. 706-866-3033. That's 706-866-3033.
Always watch Pardon the Interruption.
Great cash, homie. Great cash.
Now you can hear Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon on ESPN Radio.
What do you think of the Packers' chances to get back to the NFC title game this year?
Nil. No chance whatsoever.
Tony. My Steve, the Monday night booth just got a little hotter and a little smaller.
And Wilbon.
The Steelers need a quarterback. And Ben Roethlisberger fits what it is they do.
ESPN Radio 1370, Chattanooga sports leader.
Do you love your pet? There's no better time than to visit Petco of Cleveland on Paul Huff Parkway than right now. It's grooming season, and Petco of Cleveland offers experience, rates, and care like no other groomers can. Besides making your pet look great, Petco also helps animals across the area with our local adoptions, and the Petco Foundation helps with animal needs across the country. And you don't have to be a dog whisperer. You can bring your dog to Petco of Cleveland and sign up for our canine education class. A few short weeks and your rowdy pup will be the envy of your neighbors, and you'll be less stressed. Learn alongside of your pet for a healthy and happier life. Call or come by Petco of Cleveland on Paul Huff Parkway for more information and get 10% off your next pet grooming. Call Petco of Cleveland, 423-478-9103. That's 423-478-9103.
Join Hospice of Chattanooga for a round of golf on Monday, April 28th at the Champions Club at Hampton Creek. Two tee times, food, prizes, and more. For information on how you can enter your team, call 892-4289. 892-4289. Money raised supports Hospice of Chattanooga's unfunded care. See you on the green Monday, April 28th. We are more than hospice. We are Hospice of Chattanooga.
Hey, grillers, barbecuers, backyard chefs, and tailgate cooks, listen up. This is grilling expert and cookbook author Kent Whitaker. It's time for the DeckChef.com Big Time Cooking Tip. Meet me at the grill.
Get your grilling, barbecue, and tailgate tips from Emerald Live and Food Network barbecue champion Kent Whitaker. Pick up any of Kent Whitaker's books at your favorite bookstore, Checkered Flag Cooking, Smoke in the Mountains, and the Tennessee Hometown Cookbook. Visit the Deck Chef at thedeckchef.com. That's thedeckchef.com.
Here's a 60-second tip on making a fantastic rub or meat season. A rub is a simple combination of spices. My basic rub is salt, pepper, garlic powder, cumin powder, and paprika. But a rub can be as simple as seasoning you've already had in the kitchen. How about a bottle of Italian seasoning? Hey, it's a pre-mixed rub. What about those packets of taco seasoning, spaghetti, or even that chili seasoning packet? All of these can be used for rubs. The best way to start with rubs is to go basic, like my salt, pepper, cumin powder, garlic powder, and paprika. Then, add additional spices as you see fit. It's probably a good idea to make a few notes, so if you stumble across a combination you love, then you can remember what's in it. Or you can do like my wife, Allie, does. She simply opens the cabinet and grabs the first three spices she sees. And believe me, she has yet to make a bad baked chicken. It's good every time. This is Kent Whitaker with your DeckChef.com Big Time Grilling Tip. See you at the grill.
Midnight Oil Racing Fuels are available in octanes for every racing application. You work hard to put your ride on the track every week, and we work hard to fuel your ride to the checkered flag. Look for us online at BentonOilService.com or give us a call, 423-892-5211. That's 423-892-5211. Midnight Oil, let us fuel you to the checkered flag.
KC Racing Graphics of East Ridge offers drivers of all racing divisions and categories the opportunity to have your car look in its best. KC Racing Graphics specializes in motorsports graphic design, race cars, pace cars, race trucks, haulers, helmets, and more. Whether it's local street stock or touring light model and more, KC Racing Graphics will work with you to find exactly what your team is looking for. No job too big or too small. Call 423-595-6300. That's 595-6300 or visit kcracinggraphics.com.
Hey, I'm Ricky Bobby, and I'm Cal Lawton Jr., urging you never to travel to Tijuana.
No, he didn't slam you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you, he rubbed you. And rubbing some is racing.
See you at the checkered flag, you eventual flag, but I'm listening to Racing Edge Radio.
Strap in, fire it up. It's time for Racing Edge Radio.
Come on, help me help her win a race! Mr. Bobby, come on down here! Have a job,
Drew! It's go time. You're listening to Racing Edge Radio with Kent Whitaker on ESPN Radio 1370.
Welcome back to Racing Edge Radio on ESPN Radio 1370 here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. If you're up this morning and you're not getting yard work going, then give us a call at 648-3776. And we hope that this weather clears out of here so you can get that honey-do list going. But if you're planning on sitting around watching basketball the rest of the week, you stayed up all night watching it, and you got to get some brownie points in your favor, then it's time to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-999-2109 or log on to www.farmfreshflowers.com. Racing Edge Radio is brought to you by farmfreshflowers.com. And right now, with every purchase of flowers from farmfreshflowers.com, you will receive a box of free Peruvian lilies at no charge. You got to pay extra freight. It's $5, but you're basically going to get 3 to 4 bouquets of flowers. The flowers you order, which are huge, my wife Allison got hers, and the Peruvian lilies, they're going to toss those in for free when you place your order. All you have to do is log on to farmfreshflowers.com. Type in the code RER for Racing Edge Radio, and you can get this great discount just by logging on and saying you're a listener. And if you call the 800 number at 800-999-2109, you're not going to miss out. If you don't know how to use the internet, just tell them you want to use the code RER and get your free bundle of flowers, the Peruvian lilies. Now, right now, let's talk about Michael Waltrip Racing. 1 year later, a year after the early season problems that doomed Michael Waltrip Racing to a disappointing 2007 season, things are looking up. All three Michael Waltrip Racing Toyota teams are in the top 35 of the car owner points going into Martinsville. That's one part of the story. The other involves the domino effect of the driving lineup caused by the retirement of Dale Jarrett. Starting this week, David Ruderman takes over the number 44, previously driven by Jarrett. And the first-year driver, Michael McDowell, steps into the number 00, the 00, previously driven by Ruderman. Michael Waltrip remains in the 55 Napa Toyota. Now, let's talk about Clint Bowyer. It's a breakthrough for Bowyer. Clint Bowyer is the new leader of the NASCAR Nationwide Series point standings after a second-place finish over the weekend at Nashville, marking the first time in his career that he has led the standings in a NASCAR National Series. That seems like a status that's surprisingly overdue, considering Bowyer was the 2005 NASCAR Nationwide Series Championship runner-up and finished third in last year's NASCAR Sprint Cup standings. All right, I'll tell you what, this has been a fun morning. We've had a couple of lightning strikes. We've had a couple of thunders. The rain is still going, and seems like we might not be able to get the phones working to get Allie on the phone, but we're going to go ahead and give Kevin a call here in just a second. We'll be talking to Kevin and see how Mr. Gibson is doing with being able to run
his car with the sponsorship of Midnight Oil Racing Fuel. So we're going to be talking to Kevin in just a minute. Now, you know, going into, as a race fan, you've had to heard of the Wallace family. Well, right now in the Craftsman Truck Series, there's another Wallace coming on board. Yep, another Wallace. Chris C. Wallace, 19, will attempt to become the latest member of the famed Wallace Racing family to make a start in a NASCAR National Series. Chrissy Wallace, 19. This young lady is going to attempt to get going at Martinsville Speedway. Her father, Mike, will be her spotter. Yep, Mike Wallace is going to spot for his 19-year-old daughter for the Kroger 250. Now, that means also that short track means big opportunity for Skinner. On Saturday, Mike Skinner will attempt to become the first driver to win three consecutive NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series races at the same short track. Skinner swept both Martinsville races in 2007 and is the track's only three-time winner. No driver in the series has won four times at the same short track. In this race last season, Skinner scored a perfect driver rating of 150. So those are a couple things to look at when we're getting into Martinsville. Now, this is going to be some tough competition this weekend. You got in the Nationwide Series for next week, you've got Mike Bliss, Kelly Byers, Mike Wallace, Jason Leffler, all those guys are be heading into next weekend's race in the top five. There's a lot of things going on in racing, and one thing that we've got going on, of course, is the local scene. So let me go ahead and get the Midnight Oil Racing Fuels Dirt Track Update brought to you by Midnight Oil Racing Fuels and Benton Oil. Now, it's a rainy day. Last week, we hoped to be talking to Kevin. We're going to get him on the phone here in just a little bit. But last night, there was a beautiful night for race. We're going to find out how he did and talk a little bit about what's going on with his double racing weekend, racing last night and racing this Saturday, today as well, hopefully tonight. But the O'Reilly Southern All-Star Dirt Racing Series, the Shamrock 60, will be at the Cleveland Speedway, hopefully tonight, weather permitting. That's tonight, Saturday, March 29th. 60 laps, 19.98 miles, $7,500 to the winner, $300 to start, 24 cars, 10 cars locked in through qualifying, the next 12 position determined by the B mains. So that is going on tonight at Cleveland Speedway. If you want some more information, you can call the Speedway at 423-479-8574 or log on to clevelandspeedway.com. And also, we've got the North Georgia Speedway. That is a third-mile clay oval featuring dirt track racing at its best in North Georgia. We've got that track firing up. They've got everything going on this weekend. You can log on to northgeorgiaspeedway.com for more information. Also, we've got the new website for Crossville Raceway. Log on to crossvilleraceway.usa.net. That's crossvilleraceway.usa.net, a great new website. They've got the rule books up there. They've got the starting schedule, and hopefully they're going to get their season kicking off with the open practice this weekend, and then the season will get going on April 11th. But if you're looking for CrossvilleRaceway.com, you need to check out their new website, CrossvilleRaceweeUSA.net. The Racing Edge Radio Dirt Track Update has been brought to you by Midnight Oil and Midnight Oil Racing Fuels. Drivers, let Midnight Oil Racing Fuels help power you to the checkered flag this season. Midnight Oil Racing Fuels offers octanes for all racing applications. So just call Ross Benton at 892-5211 and see how he can get the fuel in your car to power you to the checkered flag. All right, we've got on the phone Kevin Gibson. Kevin, you out there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You staying dry?
Well, right now it's actually raining pretty good here at the house. I'm in Ringo, but we're in the dry, but kind of a bad deal for us racing this weekend. I believe it's rained us out.
Has it really? Did you get the race last night? Were you racing last night?
Actually, we pulled down there and never even got on the racetrack. They worked on it, and just never could get it to seal up enough to where. Yeah, we could get it ironed in and get a chance to race. So it was a kind of made a water hole last night.
Oh, man. Well, you're listening to Racing Edge Radio on ESPN Radio 1370. This is Kent Whitaker, and we're talking to Kevin Gibson. And Kevin is a local driver. He's been driving several years here, but he's also got a good sponsorship going for you this season. And actually one of our sponsors, Midnight Oil Racing Fuels. That's got to be a good deal for you, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, it really is. It's been the biggest thing. I've been racing for 17 years, and it's really been the biggest thing that's happened to me since the beginning. Ross Benton and Benton Oil Service and Midnight Oil Racing Fuel, they come on board with us last year, and I can't say enough for what they've done for us, and I'm just really happy with where we're at in our racing program right now.
Well, I tell you what, Ross, everybody over there, they're great people, so having them working with you, and, you know, Ross is the kind of guy that'll roll up his sleeves and turn the lights on late and stay up working those cars with you. You know, he's not one of those guys that just sits on the sideline waiting for some PR. He's the kind of guy that gets in there. He loves the sport, and I think having a guy like that behind you has got to be big.
It really is. That's what's really neat about it is he has a genuine interest, and you know, he's taking initiative to learn about the race cars, and he's really interested, and he, you know, has a good time with it, and that's what you want to see. That's just really makes the whole deal just a whole lot better, to be honest with you.
Well, Kevin, how long you been banging up the dirt tracks around here?
Actually, I've raced since 1991. We started, and been never missed a season. Got the bug when the first year I ever did it, and we've raced every year since then, never stopped.
So, how did the bug get in you?
You know, I don't know. I can remember as a kid in Miami, me and my parents going to Hialeah Speedway every Saturday night. I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and we would go every Saturday night to the races, and I think that's where it come from, really. I had a buddy that got involved in racing in 1990, and he talked me into getting an old Chevelle race car, and we went and bought one, and man, got out there, didn't know what we were doing, didn't have a clue, and just I just got the bug, and then ever since then, we just that's all we do. We just want to race every weekend.
That's pretty good. You know, that's the kind of your first race, you're probably driving around that track with a smile so big, you know, just that you're out there doing it and not knowing what you're doing. And still competing, that's got to be pretty fun. It's almost like a dream come true, I guess, you know?
Oh, it is. It really is. I'll never forget my first race either. I'm telling you, I didn't have a clue. We had to draw for positions, and I drew the pole for the very first time ever. And I'll never forget, I had a three-speed transmission in this thing, and I started in the wrong gear, and I didn't even know it, and I thought I was racing, and them guys were driving around me so fast. But I thought I was racing now, but come to find out, I was even in the wrong gear. But I'll never forget that. That was a real interesting experience. But we kept that, you know, we didn't let that get us down. We kept on digging, and we finally, you know, we learned us a little something over the years.
I tell you what, don't feel bad about that. I remember several years back when Gordon pulled out the wrong gear on a restart, and you know, it happens to the best. It happens, but the good news is the first race you're on the pole, dude. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat deal.
Luck of the draw. So what's changed for you? You know, I know with sponsorships and going to different series and stuff like that. What do you think's changed over 17 years in dirt track racing?
To be honest with you, it's just the development of these race cars, and the components and parts that are in them are just a dirt late model race car. This nowadays is, you know, to do a new one, new rollers, about $30,000, and they're just they're state of the art, and the development is cutting edge. All the stuff that's on these cars, and it's just really, really way, way different than what it used to be anymore. To compete, you better have something under the hood, and that's another $30,000. And that's the challenge of this, is to be able to keep up with the economics of the sport and still try to make your racing program profitable. That's the key that all of us are up against, really.
What do you think? Is a dirt track getting out of the reach of a lot of people? I mean, you look at dirt track, and it's kind of the thing where people can get in there and have a good time and compete and do things and not spend a bundle. Is that, Is that slowly getting out of the reach of a lot of people?
Well, I would say in the late model division, it's a that's the highest step you can go to in what we do. That area there is it's very, very expensive. Even in the limited classes now, in the lower classes, you can you can still do that, but it's just a ultra, ultra competitive sport, and really, no matter what class you're in, you're going to have to be a pretty serious guy to be successful. So it's really a big challenge. But it is there are some entry level things going that you can get in it and have a lot of fun. But if you want to try to win every Saturday night, you better be digging through the week and willing to commit to it to try to be successful.
You know, in Chattanooga area, there's a lot of tracks in this area, and there's a lot of drivers. Every Friday, Saturday night, you see the haulers going down the road. So the competition's stiff. You know, with the having Midnight Oil behind you the last year and this year with the racing fuels and stuff, does that help you out on a level that you didn't have before?
Oh, absolutely. It just, it helps pay the bills, and you've got the support of a company like Ross and Midnight Oil, and they're there to help you, and it just makes it possible. It's just it's what a guy, I've raced locally and regionally and in the late model cars for a long time, and Ross has given me the avenue to maybe do a little bit more regional racing, which is what we're looking forward to doing. So everything's a help. I'd like to encourage everybody out there to support these guys, because they are helping the racers, and we need to help them back.
Man, that's a good point, Ross. The whole Benton family—they're good people. Hey, Kevin, I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, we'll keep our fingers crossed. But I don't know if y'all gonna get anything in the area tonight. It looks like more rain in the area, so. We'll touch base with you next week. I'll call you during the week and see how things are going for the weekend, all right?
Okay. All right. We'll appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Kevin Gibson on Racing Edge Radio. He's a local dirt track driver and now sponsored by Racing, is sponsored by Midnight Oil Racing Fuels. But now on the line, we have our next guest, Allie Owens. Allie, you out there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're wet. It's raining. We've done this show for a couple of months now, and it's rained, lightning, or sleeted every morning, and so we just keep backing away from the soundboards as big flashes of white go across the sky out here. So
that's not good.
Well, how are things going this morning? You got a busy schedule in the ARCA series coming up. You getting some? I woke you up early this morning. You had testing in Rockingham last week. Is the schedule keeping you busy this year?
Oh yeah, definitely. And so exciting, because we raced all local grassroots stuff, so there was never any big racing in our family, and now it's like coming and it's here, and it's like the greatest feeling in the world. It's awesome to know, like, okay, I gotta wake up and I gotta go run, with all these big name guys, and it's just dream come true. So I'm really looking forward to this year.
Oh man, it's gotta be. I gotta tell you how My mother-in-law is not the biggest race fan. She likes to do what we're doing. And I was watching some races at the beginning of the season, and my wife's name's Allie, and your name kept going across the bottom of the screen, and she goes, I think that's a girl. And I said, yeah, that's Allie Owens. She's running in the ARCA series this year. And she pulled for you the whole race.
So
I told her I was going to make sure that we got this on tape so she could hear the interview of her favorite driver. You're the only driver she knows the name of. So
I guess that's a good thing.
You got that behind you. When you got Mimi behind you, you've come a long way. We're talking to Allie Owens. She is the driver for the electrifyingcareers.com Chevrolet. That's Chevy, right?
That's correct.
You are you did good down in Daytona. You turned some laps. You're getting a lot of seat time. You've been racing, not necessarily cars, but you started out with the running BMX as a young lady. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I started racing BMX when I was 8 years old, and I was supposed to be this like BMX superstar until my dad decided that it was time to split the sports between me and my brother, and Needless to say, I'm the one that stuck behind the wheel of the race car, and he just continued on with the other sports like BMX and skateboards and stuff like that. So I found the need for speed probably when I was 12 years old was when it really kicked in, and we raced a little bit of quarter midgets, but not a lot, and then we went straight into the dirt cars, four cylinders on dirt, and played around on the dirt and had the time of my life, and then moved up to asphalt when I was 14 or 15.
How was that transition for you? I mean, you're racing dirt track. You're not old enough for a driver's license, but you're racing some dirt track stuff, and then you get on the asphalt in a stock car situation, and you know, that's got to be just when you go to school the next day, and everybody else is talking about what they did that weekend. You turned 50 laps at the local speedway. You know, how big a difference was that for you growing up in the high school and stuff?
Well, I guess the first thing as far as like transition to third to asphalt, everybody kept talking about how the career path was on asphalt and I needed to switch over, but you know, we were just killing them every Saturday night on the dirt track. I won my first feature. There was like 27 cars and led from lap one to the checkered, and like I had so much fun on dirt. I was expecting the kind of the same thing on asphalt at the beginning, but the transition part was really easy because here you are used to throwing a car sideways, and then, you know, you go to asphalt and they just stick when you go into the corner. So we got we started at Speed Weeks, which is a perfect time to start. but we started Speed Weeks, that was our first race, and we finished in the top five, you know, pretty much all through that week, and then we got second our first ever late model race on asphalt, and it was very easy. I definitely recommend anybody who's trying to do race or, you know, go up to the ranks of racing, get some dirt track heat and their experience under your belt, because it's awesome. It helps out so much with car control and being able to maneuver when nobody thinks that you can. So that part, it was easy. But I guess the social part of it was weird, because for me, normal was like going to the racetrack every weekend. Like, I wasn't used to this, so, you know, like going to a movie or going out with friends and stuff like that. Like, it was, you know, my life at the racetrack, not by like pressure or anything from my parents or a team or anything like that. Like, I wanted to be there. Like, that's where I wanted to be. And because that was my entire life since I was 8, you know, with BMX or race cars, we were always doing something with the racetrack. So I definitely know I didn't live a normal life, and I don't regret any of it, you know, because, you know, here I am now racing ARCA, and it's hard, though. It's, you know, sometimes you gotta second guess yourself, like, okay, I missed prom, I missed homecoming, I didn't get to do this, didn't get to do that, but it's like, what kid gets to go and hop in a race car and go 120 miles an hour at your local track? You know, not everybody gets to do that, so, you know, give and take, and I'm glad that I did that, because now I'm happy where I'm at.
Well, you got to, you know, you mentioned the ARCA series. How different was that pulling in with the haulers and on a national stage and national TV and the kind of almost, you know, you're talking dirt track to asphalt to Speed Week. That's, you know, you didn't get, you know, you talk about prom and things like that, but you're right. When you're pulling into the infield and you're getting in that car, that's just got to be a totally different experience from a lot of, you know, all your friends. They're not going to be able to do that, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was different because, like, growing up, you know, my family doesn't have money in a small carpet cleaning, commercial cleaning business here in Daytona. So, you know, our shop was a slab of concrete and tools, like, in a shed. Like, that's how we worked. And, like, when there was, like, motors and stuff that had to be pulled out, there was no crew. It was me, my dad, and a couple other people. You know, my friends pull motors and transmissions, you know, out in the driveway type of thing. And, like, that's how we were growing up and racing and, you know, hoping, you know, our car's ready for next week or else, you know, we couldn't go racing because we didn't have the money for it. And then you pull into Daytona and here I am, like, face in the World Center of, like, racing at Daytona, and you pull in all these huge cup trailers are pulling in and, like, and then you go in and you can't even turn around because there's like a reporter or interviewer there, and you know, tech is like 2 days long, and you got your own officials there, and it's like, wow.
Kind of a mind blow,
like,
isn't it?
Oh my gosh, is this really what it's like? And it's just so different, and it's such a different mentality walking around the pits of like Daytona or like Kansas or something like that, and it's just, it makes you feel good because you know that you made it, but then it's like, man, this is, like, out of my element, and it's hard to adjust to it, but once you do, it makes you feel good because, you know you made it, so.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, it brings up a good point. I'm a father of a son. My son's 18, but all my brothers and my sisters, everybody in our family had I've got like 20 nieces. So how does that, when you're walking through the pits and, you know, everybody's getting interviews, you're a young lady walking through there. Do you think you garnish unwelcome attention, or do you think it's a popular thing where you're, any attention, good PRs, any PR is good PR? Is it working your advantage, or are you having to get down there and dig, you know, for time, or is it all boiled down to you being a driver and getting on the track and turning laps and proving yourself?
Well, like, I was growing up being a tomboy, so, like, me, I never really, like, oh, yay, I'm a girl type of thing at the racetrack, and I never played that card, but everybody, like, I felt locally that it played as a big disadvantage because, you know, I was in an arms race when that whole diversity thing wasn't around, so, you know, it was still kind of, I wouldn't say not welcome, but it was harder growing up young at the racetrack, and being able to compete as a driver, not just a female. And then, you know, I moved to North Carolina last year in the race, and then it got easier, and it was more of a positive thing, and the drivers there were like, okay, you know, you're just a driver, and they didn't look at it any different. And the media, no matter what you do, is always going to, you know, draw attention to you because there's still have not been that female, just to break down the